Oh, some of the advice you gave. Thought it was really good insights. Some that I've never heard before, and shared it with the team just a few minutes ago. Yeah.
You like that one a lot?
I did like that. You know, some people could say, what's there to complain about? You're in the Super Bowl, right? But I know where he's coming from.
Along those lines, do you remember and you what you went through in 2002 with the Raiders to kind of help you along in this whole trip?
I think everybody's, you know, anybody's experiences, you know, all are used. There's cumulative effect there, yeah. Yeah, great team, really well-coached team, great players, record-setting season. It was, I learned a lot of football that year.
And were you giving any general instructions to your guys, like have fun for the first few days or bubble it down at a certain time or anything like that?
The things that we always emphasize as a team, and that's studying for the test, preparing for the challenge and the task at hand, what we're going to do today, what our expectations are for today, and that's to have the best day that we can possibly have, meetings and practice. You know, I want them to enjoy it. I want them to enjoy every minute, and especially enjoy the competition. And that's the most exciting thing to look forward to is playing the game, that ball being kicked off and working together, fighting together, playing together for a chance to win a championship.
So you established the off-field rules for next week. Are you happy to do that or what do you think?
Yeah, we'll have a schedule. We'll have rules. Sure.
Cover a lot of ground that you've already plowed.
Well, they apply to you. You want a curfew? Are you going to have a curfew? Yeah, I think that's a good idea, you know, protect the outside world from the media and protect the media from the media. Yeah. We can come up with a few. Not quite understanding your question.
Well, you generally don't like to cover a lot of questions that you've answered time and time again. Obviously, that's going to come up quite a bit, I would imagine. In a Super Bowl week, you have a lot of media obligations. When you talk about Madden saying those were plays, you know, is that something you can enjoy as you try to appreciate the Super Bowl experience?
Yes, I don't know where you've gotten the impression that I don't enjoy talking to the media or the fans. I do enjoy these sessions.
Can you expand just a little bit on what Angela told you about Kaepernick after the Manny passing camp and just what you were, you know, hearing from him at the time?
That they were friends and they hit it off and they really enjoyed each other's company. That was the main thing. I asked him who he liked hanging around with.
His physical skill or what have you, and then just pitching off of that, what prompted you to kind of go down and visit him down, you know?
Well, let me say this, that now's not really the time for all that kind of talk, because all those questions, all those answers are going to lead to a lot of self-promotion and somebody trying to take credit. And the one that has the greatest share of that is Colin Kaepernick. You know, what he's accomplished, what he's done. We're so happy for his success and, you know, the kind of young man that his parents raised and, you know, his family, his hometown, and, you know, his high school coaches and college coaches. You know, this is his time. And his teammates who've done so much. you know, for him. They're the ones who protect him. They're the ones who catch the balls and defense that gets the ball back for him, those kind of things. So, yeah, I'd really take a pass on some of those other questions.
I, too, enjoy these pitches, and I wanted to ask you a question about Michael Crabtree. He's an outstanding...
Why did you scoff that?
I laughed heartily in here. Can I ask you about Michael Crabtree?
Yes.
He's an outstanding receiver. What attributes does he have that are so outstanding?
Well, long documented his ability to catch the football. You know, he just keeps catching and catching and catching the ball. Next, his ability to get open, his route running ability. Next is it, and none of these are in order. I mean, great receivers have these qualities. They're like a carpenter that has a lot of tools. You know, you can't say the hammer or the saw is more important than the other. And his ability to run after the catch. I mean, he runs very much like a running back. And his ability to block. And his mind. He does a great job understanding his assignments and those around him. You know, very much a complete player. Well, you know, if I answer the question, I agree that, you know, that he has something to get out of. You know, he's a competitor. He's a football player. We all have great faith in David. He's done a lot for our team. You know, I believe he's really hitting the ball well, consistently now for weeks. So, you know, I can't say that I can't go to agree that he is in a slump. You know, all he can do is we can make the snap, make the hold, give great protection, and him keep hitting the ball, and you know, we all have confidence that those will go in. So, you know, from a coaching standpoint, you know, we'll show up the protection. You know, that's a big part of what we do as coaches.
You talk about how much you lean on Tony La Russa occasionally for guidance and advice, and he's obviously been to the baseball version of the Super Bowl several times. Have you talked to him at all this week? Is there anything he can share that will help you prepare for this?
Yeah, we have talked. Nothing that I would share. Tony doesn't quite like that when I do that. Yeah, he has a great amount of humility, but he's been a very valuable resource and asset to me, and I really appreciate him.
Coach, how many resources have you sought out to sort of give you the idea of how to organize this time for the Super Bowl? And has this time so far gone about the way you expected? Are you satisfied with how it's gone so far?
Well, that's another one of those words, satisfied. We don't ever really put it into our football usage. But the greatest share is just here. Our ideas, as an organization, our coaches, some with our players, and mainly the people here in the building. Can't put a real level on it.
You expect him to be able to play?
Yes. Yeah. Well, fantastic. Been fantastic for us. Played at a really high level. You know, his opportunity to be an every down player was this year and last year. Well documented the season he had last year. This year, he's been fantastic. Vic Fangio made the comment the other day that, you know, smartest thing we did as an organization was, pay Ahmad Brooks and, keep him as a 49er. And, we would all concur with that. He's been, and he's done it, with very little fanfare in terms of, how he talks about himself. but he's been a tireless worker. I go back to the first days of the off-season program. Don't know if he ever missed a day. And been a great contributor, great leader, and really fine performer on the field. Quite a bit. His work ethic, number one, was really evident. He was taking as many reps as he possibly could, and predominantly they were on the scout team, but he would do it as a running back. He would do it as a receiver, and really, really improved his hands a great deal, and route running ability with all the, you know, the 1,000 reps he took on the scout team. But, you know, just great work ethic, a deep desire to improve as a football player and get on the field. And he's gotten on it from the first time he stepped on the field. He's been dynamic. Yeah, we're not going to give it a lot of, you know, scheme talk. You know, what's new, what's different, what we expect them to do.
Use Vernon Davis in the passing game. How much of that is predicated on what you see the other defense do, and how much of it is in his chemistry with Kaepernick?
Could you start that again? Will we use Vernon Davis in the passing game?
Right. How much is that predicated on what other defense is doing? How much of it is happening? Is having a chemistry with him and reacting to
what he's doing? Yeah, Vernon Davis is. Always has been, always will be, you know, a big part of our passing game and big part of our running game. So that hasn't changed or will change. Won't.
I'm asking because obviously he was a bigger part of the offense last time, you know, the passing game, the game against Atlanta that he had been in the previous games.
I think on all of our routes, you know, everybody's running, everybody's alert, anybody could get the ball. And, you know, quarterback's going to throw it to the open guy.
Two more guys. Talk about your personal intensity level and how that translates to the team, the motivational slogans, things like that. What do you want? How intense do you want them? Do you want them up at your level or
more? I think we got a pretty good feel for who we are as a team and what – how we need to prepare, and that's what our expectations are. Our expectations are to have a great practice today, have the best meetings we possibly can, hopefully the best of the season today.
Jim, you've had some celebrities.
No, nothing's planned.